Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma alhimna marashida umurina wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. It has been the habit for the last 1 year that on the night of Thursday, a few ayat of the various surahs of the Quran Sharif have been discussed. So last week Surah Dukhan was discussed. Today was the week to discuss the Surah Al-Jathiyah. Allah Tabarakala made it that this program was taking place on a Thursday. So I thought I will continue with the sequel. We will continue with the surah. May Allah Tabarakala make it a means of inspiration for me and you. There is one thing that is the truth that is in this world. One is the Zaat of Almighty Allah, which is the only truth. Everything else besides Almighty Allah is coming to an end. Whatever comes to an end is called a lie. I'm a lie, you are a lie. The beautiful wife that I always wanted, she's also a lie. Because she came so smart and so nice, but she doesn't remain so smart and so nice. A man gives his life for her, and within a few days she goes, or he goes. Either they love faithful but they die and then the person cries. Or in their own life they are unfaithful and the person cries. But no one can ever be true. When a person gave his life to a pretty girl and she died, he went mad. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah said, he started saying, had I known you were going to go, I would never have given my heart to you. Because not only you went, you took my heart with it. How many a person you see him left alive? But he got no life. He put his heart in something that went. Whether you put it in your child which you waited for so many years, or you put it in your parent, or the parent put it in the child, husband put it in wife, wife put it in the husband, or we put it in our business. There was a time that the business stayed but the owner had to go. Or it is that the business went and when it went it took him with. He was left standing alive, but he would have said, had I grown up in poverty and stayed with poverty, perhaps it would have been easier than seeing wealth and then losing it all. This world is like that, it's a lie. It smiles for you for a few days, and then the whole scene changes. If there is something true, it is the Zaat of Almighty Allah. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will go. Nothing in this world goes up, it comes down. I don't go up, I have to come down. I saw that business, how it was going. Then I saw a virus that came and took the whole world down. It is just up, it is down. People put their trust in what and what in the world. Everyone went quiet. Everyone went quiet. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a camel. That camel never lost a race. They used to enjoy this camel racing. It's a unique game. It never lost the race. A Bedouin came and he said, my camel I think will do it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu saw there the Nabi of Allah, his camel, which they had so much of pride in. But it lost the race. They were very upset with the Bedouin. How could you beat the camel of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was no issue really. What a lesson he taught the world. He said it is the right of Almighty Allah that everything else in this world that goes up must come down. Except the Zaat of Allah. Everything. If this was a true world, it would be a lovely one way up. But it doesn't happen like that. In this world, we got a few days to reach our peak. And after the peak is the collapse. No building has ever come up in the main lands. You go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you go around the world. They will tell you, the other day they took this building down. But 20 years ago, that was the building. When they took it down, it gave a message to the world. Once upon a time, I was the only, I'm no longer. Go past every grave and that man, his name is saying, if my name is Ahmed, yours is also Ahmed. Once upon a time, I thought I'm not going. The purpose of visiting the grave was not to make sawab,
and pass sawab that we could have done from the house is as we walk past Ahmed, Muhammad, Zayd, Umar. I understood I'm one of them also. They had a few days in this world which was a lie, they were also the lie. And everyone loved the lie in such a manner that there's no lie. One truth then was forgotten, and the lie was believed, until when the angel of death came, Allah Tabarakala said, had it not been the truth, Kalla إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Then at the time when it now reaches here, and when everyone started saying, where's that top doctor? وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. Then they would say, he's also sick with the coronavirus. Where is he going to come to the house? Where is that doctor? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقَ. And then he looks at everyone and everyone looks at him. And they all convinced that now is the time to separate. At that time, وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. When you see the two legs of the person coming closer to each other. Because the body is going through pain. And they are just touching. At that time we understand if there was any truth, it is this. And everything else around was a lie. Everything. But they said, keep my number and you got a problem, I will be there. A day will come when the number will be there, but we will be gone. That was a lie. Visit a grave. And look around you as you are standing at the graveyard. Take out a Quran, read a little bit there. Spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Spend half an hour at the graveyard. And just look around. And you will see those people who are coming. You will pick up, his father passed away 2 months ago. His mother passed away a few weeks ago. So obviously that gham is there, that pain is there. But as they will come by the grave, you will see they take out the Quran. They will read little bit. And as they are reading, you will see one person looking at his watch. Another person looking this way. And finally, they'll also close the Quran. And they say, Daddy, I really love you, but you know what? I have to go for lunch. Meaning life is carrying on. Where we thought you are the only for us. And you thought you the only for us. The lie opened. You died, I cried. And 3 days later, life carries on. Perhaps I'll come and visit you next week again, but it will be for a shorter time. And after 1 year, now you're looking at those graves which got no one. This is the lie of this world. That man who no one knew him, but he was known by Almighty Allah. He never needed a single person to visit his grave because his grave is paradise itself. And there was a man who was known in the world. I visited one country. It was my desire to see the grave of a certain Ali. So we went and we asked, I met his family, I asked them, where is the graveyard? I told my friend, you will take me there. Now when we came to the graveyard, it is not like our South Africa where you have everything separate. So sometimes you have the non-Muslim. And very close you have the Muslim. Being a non-Muslim country, that non-Muslim side of the grave was like a garden. It was well looked after, it had its extra plate on top of it, it had its flowers. Each one's grave was like his own palace. And then when I came into this part, it wasn't looked after so well. To a great extent, our graveyards in South Africa are looked after much better. Because these graveyards are far away sometimes. Was not looked after so well. So I had to ask a couple of people, where is his grave? And the one person was feeling shy that this was a great alim of the town. 30, 40, 50 years ago, now no one is cleaning. So he just told me, hey, I think I have to clean up here. As I stood by that grave, I looked at his grave. Like no one had come. Deserted. There were like thorns around it. And I looked on the other side like a paradise. And the thought went into my mind, this is the lie of this world. Because under this man's sand is paradise, and under that man's garden is Jannah. He doesn't have to go in anyone's dream and say, why don't you come clean up my grave? He doesn't need anyone to clean up. Because he entered a paradise which made him forget the outset. We are living in a lie, everything is a lie. If there is one truth, it is this Quran. If there was one truth, it was a Nabi that came for the Quran. What did a Nabi come to say? Why was the need for a Nabi? Was I not given an eye? The Nabi came to say, my eye and your eye can't see. That was the message of a Nabi. That if you believe this, you have believed a lie. He came to say to me and you, you got ears. But if I had an ear to listen, there was no need for a Nabi to speak. The Nabi came to say, what you're hearing is a lie. What you're seeing is a lie. What you're understanding is a lie. If there is one truth, it's beyond what you see. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on high in the mountain. And he said to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, have I ever spoken a lie? And he said to them, if I say to you, the army is on the other side. The only thing is you can't see it, but I have never lied. Will you start preparing? When they answered that you have never lied, if you scream the enemy is coming, immediately we will start. He says, I see the punishment of Allah on your heads. Just because me and you can't see it, it's on the other side of the mountain. So we forgot it. But it's not gone. When that person passes away, he's either found it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tawarakala speaks in paradise, there will be one group which will speak to the other. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. When the people of paradise will call out to the people of the fire. Allah Tawarakala did not say when the believers will call out to the non-believers. Allah Tawarakala did not say when the people who are Muslim will call out to the Christian. Allah Tawarakala said when the people of paradise. Because there's no guarantee that today I, Ridwan, am sitting here. Tomorrow I die with Iman and I go to paradise. There is no guarantee that a Muslim dies and Allah Tawarakala says, your door is open. There's no guarantee for anyone. But it is, if you get paradise, we got it all. May Allah give it to us all.
Inshallah.
When the people of paradise will say to the people of the fire, أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا. That indeed what our Allah promised us, I found it to be the truth. What about you? I want you to just think about that man in the fire, he will say, Na'am. That he said, I found it to be the truth. When he will say, I found it to be the truth, he won't be in an easy condition. The entire body will be in the fire. Every part of the body will be screaming. You will only have that ability to say. And you will look at that man of paradise. And you will say, from everything that you got, can you give me a glass of water? And the angel will have to respond that Allah has made even this haram. Even this has been haram. That is a real world. This is a lie. This Quran came to speak to us of a truth. In the beginning of the surah, the name of the surah is Al-Jatiya. Normally when I discuss the surah, we only look at the name of the surah. And we say, what was the message behind that name? Jatiya means to sit or to fall on the ground and my knee hits it. Normally it happens when a man comes in front of a king. And that king is known to be such that now no one can talk. It's either you were faithful or you are unfaithful. On that day, everyone falls. You want to understand, Jatiya, in this last 7 months, the whole world fell on their knees. They fell on their knees in front of a virus that no one knew anything about. It was just called fear, but everyone fell. That man who his mother, his wife, would say to him so much, spend some time with us. And he would say, who will open my shop then? But when this virus came, he also fell on his knees. Now people were telling him, you're not going to open your shop. He said, no, I'm not going. On the knee he fell. He forgot everything. He forgot his huge powers. He was told so many times, don't go to where you're going. He said, who will stop me? And one sickness came and the world begged him, come. He said, I'm not coming out of my house. Just for that one fear of death, I want you to think of the day when the whole world will fall on their knee. And it will be in front of Almighty Allah. This is what the surah now will speak about. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. On that day when the call will be made, it is called the hour. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That remember, for Allah is everything, heavens and the earth. Before that, Almighty Allah says, but in this world, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. As man has lived, and he has passed so many years, even that person who got Iman, his inside also starts saying to him, when he sees that name and he wants to phone that number, he's a married man, he understands Allah has given me a chance to fulfill my desire, but it is not the desire he wants. He wants something more than that. So he spent 25 years with his lovely wife, but because it's 25 years, now the lovely wife is a lovely old wife. Old is also many a time cold. He wants something hot. So that man, he will phone and say, one boy came and asked me the other day, an old uncle said that now in married life, the love has gone out. There's no spice. So he told that person, come and ask like one Murana if there's something to read like that can bring around the spice. So I said to him, at the moment I'm still young, you have to go ask those old Muranas. They'll be looking for that. For me, it's not. But what it is if you want to find paradise in this world, you're looking for it in the wrong place. In this world, from day one, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa sanatu." That this world is a jail. Forget the jail; it's a place of drought. What does a drought mean? A drought means you're not going to find everything you want. When that cow comes to drink water, the farmer has to explain to the cow that don't think you're going to find the grass you want and the water you want. Whatever you get, make do with it. Why? Because this is not the paradise. This is the walk to the paradise. In this world, if it was said your wife is going to fulfill your every desire, and you are going to fulfill her every desire, and they entered into marriage with that thought, then after a few days the wife will cheat on the husband, and the husband will be cheating on the wife. Why? He went looking for something which was not there. So he never found it. So now he thought, I'll find it somewhere else. In this world, no food will ever satiate you. Every day I eat. But why does the hunger come back tomorrow? How many times I ate and I got sick? How many times I was in the toilet so long and my stomach was paining? In this world I did so much, but it never gave me that final result. How many times I slept and I said, what a sleep I got today. But tomorrow when tiredness comes, I forget yesterday's sleep. Why could not yesterday's sleep help me out for tomorrow? Why when the pain comes today, it makes me forget every enjoyment of yesterday? Why when that man is in the hospital and he's saying, ah, then I say to him, don't worry, take it easy. For so many years, you never said, ah. One sickness comes, it wipes away the whole life. This is this world. Allah's Nabi said, it's a place of droughts. If you think you're going to find in this world what you're looking for it in the wrong place. Here the cow is told that very soon is our time to migrate to better pastures. Just for a few days, whatever you find, just eat and drink. The migration is coming, we're going to make that migration. When you see the great migration that takes place in the world once a year, and that entire world of buffaloes and bliss bucks and how many animals come, and they have to cross those waters because they know that our life is on the other side of the water. Me and you, our life is on the other side. In this world, it's not meant to fulfill every desire. It was meant to fulfill a small amount of desire. How small? The word sample is used to understand how small. What is a sample? I needed a kurta. My wife needed a dress. Because of conditions, she told me, I'm not coming to that man's shop. Maybe I'll get sick. So you go and get me a sample. That's it. When I entered the material shop, I said to him, my wife is very fussy. So give me a couple of your samples. But everything that the man cut, when he put it in my hand, I understood and he understood that this is not the real thing, it's the sample. I'm going to take this home, she's going to see it. She's going to feel it. The one she likes, she say, I want it. But even that one which was the best of all the samples, she's going to take it and throw it in the bin. Even the best of all the samples. Why? Because a sample has no value. It is a sample for the real thing. Even the best sample, I'll take it back and I'll tell the man, I want this one. Then he will say, bring the roll. The roll is the real thing, not the sample. That sample, even if it got dust, that man will not bother. But the roll can't have dust. Because the kurta or the dress is being made from the roll, not from the sample. He will then take the sample and he will throw it in the bin. Exactly like this, this world became a sample. In this world, Allah created a desire. A desire for food, a desire for drink, a desire to fulfill an inner urge. Allah created something called marriage. Allah Tabarukala did not stop up from any sample. He let us see every sample. But the purpose of the sample was, now don't die for the sample. The real thing is somewhere else. Don't die for the sample. Choose what you want and say, I want it. So if you got a desire for food, if you are a man, as soon as you see food, your life comes. You say, I've been born to eat. I love to eat. Then the food of this world was meant for you as a sample. That if you really want it, now order it now. If you really want it, now make the order. If you are a man who say, I got so much of desire, I can't control. Then you were told, this is not the world to fulfill your desire. Because how much you do, it's going to be a sample. You wasted it all for the sample. If you really want it here, then make the order. There is another world where there are women who have been created to fulfill every desire. There is a body that has been created that its every desire will get fulfilled. There is a body that will be able to eat how much you want to eat. As one thing will go in, it will come out and be placed for another. If there has to be a burp, it will be a burp of a wonderful fragrance. You will be living a world of a king. You will think, you will desire. There will be limits where you don't know what to desire. Man will come to a stage, he will say, whatever I think about, and it has been created. But Jannah won't end where we think. There'll be a market. One person asked me, why do you need a market in Jannah? In the world you go to the market to say, I want that. In Jannah you don't have to go and say, I want that. You think about it, it will come. Why did Allah create a market in paradise? Allah Tawarukala created a market to say to me and you, that I will give you in paradise whatever you think about. But a time will come where your mind will not manage to think any further. Then you will come to my market and I will show you the new models on the streets. I will show you new things to think about which you never thought about. You will see in the market things you never thought. Then you will start desiring. Then it again will come. Next week again you have used up whatever your mind could reach. Come back to my market. Jannah is something that will just carry on, carry on. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. At the end of Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala says, say to the world that no one will ever desire leaving this paradise. لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. The thought will come to a man that no matter how much I enjoy life, a time comes I went for what a holiday, what a holiday. But after a couple of days, I said, you know what, I need to go back home. In this world, you do become bored. Enjoying, 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 will I not become bored? Allah Ta'ala says, give them an example. It's only an example. That if the entire, لو كان البحر, if the oceans were made into ink, and all of that ink was used to write the command of Allah, so all it was going to be one reed. A reed was used to write. There's a word in the Arabic language, it's made up of two letters, kaf and noon, kun. Kun means become. So you take your pen and you write one kaf and one noon. With this one pen of mine, perhaps, I will be able to write about 1,000 or 2,000 kaf noons, maybe more. and then the pen will say, I need new ink. The pen will still be there, but it will need new ink. With one kun, this entire world, what we are seeing, the Switzerland, the America, the Britain and the Russia, what things you can see and you can imagine what you can't. Every ocean and every beauty of the ocean, every thrill and every pretty face around you, with one kaf and noon, all of that was created. In this one kaf and noon, from the time of Adam alayhi salam till today, till Qiyamah, people will start saying, what a world, what a world. This is only one kun. Allah Ta'ala says, I will give you an ocean of ink. That ocean will be used to write out a kun for you. You write one kun and you will get a world. Enjoy the world how much you are want. After you tire it, write another kun. Not write another B, and a new world will come. Something which is completely different from A. You've tired of world number two, a new kaf noon will be written. You can finish 2,000 kaf noons with this one pen. You are what? Think about how many kaf noons you will need to full finish the entire ocean of ink. Even if you finish it, Allah Ta'ala says, I will bring 7 more oceans for you. But the command of your Allah will never come to an end. There is a world that is coming that we cannot imagine how it will just go one better and better and better and better. But on that same world, there is a Jahannam, a punishment that will go one worse and worse and worse and worse. In between is me and you to make a decision. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. On that day, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَخْفِرُ الْمُغْتِلُونَ. On that day, people who are in batil, people who are in falsehood, people who in the love of this world and the wealth of the world, they oppress the weaker around them. Whether it's a man sitting in the high government and he gave the command, kill who you want to kill, is also on batil. He will also have to stand on that day. Whether it's a man who's a boss in his shop and he says to his workers, don't tell me what I must do, I am the boss here. He forgot there is another boss on top of him. He is also on batil. Where it's a person who just wants to break and destroy. He wants to cause harm just for this world. Allah Ta'ala says on that day, يَخْسَرُ الْمُغْتِلُونَ. Every person who was on falsehood, he will find everything of his was false. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. On that day you will see every nation on their knees. This is the surah. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدَعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. On that day every nation will be told, here's your book here. And for everyone will be his book. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Today whatever you did, here you're going to get the rewards. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْطِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. This is our book that is telling you the truth. إِنَّا كُنَّا نَسْتَنْسِخُ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Remember, we are writing every single thing you are doing. Who was going to say this? It was this kitab. هَذَا كِتَابُنَا يَنْطِقُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. That one truth was going to be spoken with this Quran. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. For the people of Iman, فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala will enter them in His mercy. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينُ. Wow, that is real success. May Allah Ta'ala give it to me and you.
Inshallah.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then there will be people in kufr. Because of kufr, they had no jail in this world. They couldn't, because there is going to be nothing. So Allah would give it to them in this world. Unfortunately, when we see them, how they enjoy, then the thought comes in me and you, can't I enjoy? But we forgot that this is their only enjoyment. After this, there's no going up for them. It's going down, down, down. Even in this world, when they got it all, look at that non-Muslim who has reached the age of 50. They're not enjoying the world. Now their leg is also pain. They also say, I think I got cancer. Sometimes they're also in the hospital. Now when you look at them, don't you feel that pity? That you lost it here also and you're going to lose it there. How then can a man look at the people of kufr around, where they put a pretty picture on the newspaper, and a thought comes, if only I can get that life, It is this Quran that speaks the truth. The rest of the people of Kufr, أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Was my verses not read in front of you? فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. But in pride you did not want to hear. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Whenever it would be said that remember the promise of Allah is the truth. وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And the day of Qiyamah is a reality, you can't run away. قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَسَّاعَ. Then at that time, and think about it, do I also do it? Say, I don't want to hear about this. Don't talk about that. إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. It's just a thought. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيَّآتُ مَا عَمِلُوا. A day is coming where every evil man did will come in front of him. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. If he would mock at Allah and the deen of Allah, that will surround him. When you hear of those zalims and oppressors who make statements like, who will stop me? I can do what I want. And when their armies fall on Muslim lands, and when they take the honor and the izzat of Muslim women, and they mock Muslim children and mock Muslim parents in front of their children, at that time they say, who can stop me? Allah Ta'ala says, a day will come where it's going to surround. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ. It will be said, today we will forget you, like how you forgot the meeting with us. We will forget you means, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, a man will be burning in the fire, and burning in the fire, and burning in the fire. Finally he will say to the angel, he will say to the angel called Malik, that can this not come to an end? Will you not please ask permission that bring it to an end? Let it just come to an end. And perhaps 1,000 years will pass before his answer will come. During that 1,000 is, I forgot you. Like how you forgot. And finally when that Malik will come to him with the answer, and now you see him coming, this is, finally the answer came, the answer will be, it's not coming to an end. That world is coming, this Quran speaks the truth. This is no lie. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your place is the fire. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Now there will be no helper. ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. The signs of Allah, you made it like a joke. You heard Quran, but you never bothered. You saw the movement of the skies, of the clouds as it moved. Sometimes it was dark, sometimes it was not there. You saw the darkness, you saw the light. Everything moving in the world told you this world hasn't come to stay. It is a thing that's going. Every day comes to say yesterday is gone. You also going to be gone. Every night comes to say that remember if darkness has come, a day which will be very dark is coming. There are signs around us all. White hair coming on the beard was not meant to look in the beard and immediately say, pluck, pull it out. But that white hair was to say, that if you enjoyed yourself enough, isn't it time now to change? Because perhaps before the beard gets white, you will be gone. That white hair was to say that you haven't got much time left. This is called وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, had a warning not come to you? Has a warner not come to you? Mufassirin explain, what is a warner? One is the warner, the Nabi of Allah. One is the warner, the bayan is a warner. But for me and you, what's the top warner? I look in the mirror, and that white beard, or that one white hair, is a warner that your time is almost up. Another warner, grandchildren. Grandchildren is the top warner. The grandchild says, grandfather, this world hasn't got place for all of us. Now that I came in, you have to go out soon. But the grandfather gets so thrilled. He forgets that this is the warning to say that food now which you enjoyed is now mine. As that man gets older, now he can't. Now if he even eats, his stomach starts running. Now he sits on the table. Now he sees his grandchildren eating. They say, you don't want to eat. What he will say? He say, my time is up. That warner is around us. It's only do we want to see the warning. We created for another world. How long are we going to enjoy saying, I want to stay? What is this world going to give us? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam lived to quite an advanced age. You will understand, he got his first son at the age of 90. So his life fully started. His second son, perhaps he got it at about 100 and something. Only now two children, and he was a Nabi, and Nabi is strong, not like me and you. Our life ends by 40 already. Now it's just downhill now. Their life started. But when the time came for him also to leave, Allah Tabarakallah wanted him to say, I want to go. So what was the easiest way? An angel was sent, which was of the exact age of Ibrahim alayhi salam on that day. It came as a guest. Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a guest, he said, come home to eat. So the angel in front of him sitting like a guest, very old. That angel might perhaps not come to me and you, but that message he gave is for me and you. The angel sat in front of him as an old man with a very long beard. He put some food in front with the gravy. The angel looked at it as it came to the mouth, it all went on the beard. Because your hand is now shaking. So the meat couldn't reach the mouth, it all messed. So everything messed. Ibrahim alayhi salam looked and he felt little like when you see all in the beard, all the gravy. So he asked the man in front, how old are you? Because I don't want to ever reach an age like this. And the angel gave that age which was his age on that day. That night Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah, I want to come. No more of this world, because if he can't hold the meat today, I won't hold it tomorrow. Me and you, when we hear of someone passing away, don't become so scared with death. Because if I'm going to live also, what am I going to get out of it? This world is a lie. Why do I want to stay in the lie? I must walk. And when death comes, I must be able to say, so long I'm looking for you, only now you found me. So long. But only that man will say it who understood it's a lie. If I feel my wife is the thing I've been created for, I can't leave her. And if I die, who look after her? Then in this last few months, how many passed away? But go visit those houses after 4 months, and life carries on. Life carries on. Sometimes I went to one house and I said, Maaf, I came so late, you know. Because of so much lockdowns, I couldn't come. But the tears already dried up. They said, well, come inside, come inside. Now everyone is smiling. I thought I'll go there and give them some advice and some tasalli. They are bothered. Someone is playing soccer outside. Someone is having tea. They say, Jazakallah for coming. How's your father? It's hard, you know. It's hard without him. Sometimes we think about him. Just the other night, my mother cried. Just the other night. Meaning during the week, we forget. We cry now and then. No one will be faithful and I can't be faithful. Because this world is not faithful. We created for another world. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If anything there is, it is the Zat of Allah. For Allah is praise, creator of the heavens, creator of the earth, creator of everything. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If there is greatness, it is only for Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the greatest, he is the mightiest, he is the most wise. May Allah tabarakallah through the blessings of Quran, let one message come to us. It is called, this is a lie, that is the truth. This is a lie, that is the truth. The next time I take a Quran and I want to read it, as I bring it and I'm going to open it, I say, this is the truth. And everything around this thing is a lie. May Allah tabarakallah bring this truth in my heart, bring it in your heart. May Allah tabarakallah make us all from the people who, as soon as our eyes close, Allah puts us in the garden of paradise. As soon as we stand on the day of Qiyamah, Allah puts us under the arsh of His. As soon as the door of Jannah is open, Allah tabarakallah says, enter. Our bodies are too weak to go through any pain, any difficulty. Allah will take us through all the difficulties very easy. Until that day, may Allah make it that we live with this Quran, that we die with this Quran. Inshallah.